You are listening to Aldrin Sempier on SAFM.
It is 14 minutes after 4 o'clock. We're in conversation next with Zazi Ntsibanyoni Mugambi, who is the president of the South African Cabin Crew Association, SACA, which has expressed its shock and disappointment at the decision to suspend the operating license of low-cost airline for 2 years, that is Mango. The airline has been under business rescue for over a year. However, it has failed to secure funding. The Air Services Licensing Council has cited regulatory reasons for the suspension. It says it failed to operate for an uninterrupted period exceeding 12 months. We are now joined by Zazi Ntsibanyoni Mugambi. Zazi, good afternoon and thank you so much for making time for us. So wasn't this something that was coming, considering that they haven't been flying for over a year now?
Good afternoon, Aldrin. Yes, I mean, look, we would expect, it is something that you would think would be coming. The problem that we have with this letter is it explicitly says that the license is suspended for a period of 2 years. It's not on condition that funding is secured or that an investor is found, or any condition for that matter. We have had many airlines that were grounded for a longer period than a 12-month period. Who did not see their licenses, suspended. I think they were given enough time to correct or come up with the correct model or business model or for the airline to take to the skies. So if this is a blanket two-year suspension without conditions, for us, that's extremely punitive and anti-competitive. And we would not expect such a decision from the council, Aldrin.
So the impact that this then has on some of your workers, some of your members, considering that you already have some who had already been retrenched?
Yes, I mean, all our members have been retrenched, actually, Aldrin. And with the hopes, of course, as we had discussed with the business rescue practitioner, that once the airline takes the skies again, they would then possibly be reabsorbed because you would need cabin crew, you'd need ground staff, you need all those people to fill those positions. So our members are extremely expectant that once Mango takes the skies, they'll be reemployed, most of which currently are unemployed. As you know, there are no jobs out there. So they've really pegged their hopes on being reemployed into Mango. So this for us, we cannot sit by and not see Mango take to the skies again. And, you know, the Department of Transport and the DPE, in our view, should intervene if this is a blanket two-year without any conditions.
I wonder, though, with the DPE, do you think that they should also shoulder some of the blame, considering that the business practitioner had to threaten court action before they actually said, OK, we'll make available, was it 225 million?
Exactly, Aldrin. And even before that, you'd recall that when the business rescue plan was voted upon, the business rescue practitioner had come up with a business model. And that business model was basically to say, Mango can fly now. And he had a clear model on how he was going to take Mango back to the skies. The DPE themselves then said they do not want Mango in the skies. So Mango should remain grounded until a bidder is found. So in actual fact, this is completely at their hands and this is their fault. And hence we're saying this is something that they should intervene on. And also, at every step of the way, it seems like, you know, there's a deliberate attempt to collapse Mango completely. And we don't know, you know, in whose interest it serves, because right now the aviation industry is becoming a monopoly. Ticket prices have gone up, and we need more players in the market in order for South Africans to travel at cheaper prices. So this is their fault, and they should definitely intervene to make sure that this new bidder that the business rescue practitioner talks about can actually have faith that there's an airline to buy and to take over in the near future.
Thank you so much for your time. Zazi Ntsibanyoni Mugambi, president of the South African Cabin Crew Association. Putego Mujapilo, who is an expert on aviation, is now joining us on the line. Putego, good afternoon, and thank you so much for making time for us. Does Zazi have a point when she argues that it's unfair to suspend Mango's operation license, considering that they haven't been operating for over 12 months now? And she argues that there are other airlines that were allowed that particular space to fix things.
Thank you, Aldrin, and your listeners at home. I think we need to first clarify the points here as to how the decision of the licensing board, how they have arrived at this decision. Number one is that when SAA was grounded, let's talk about SAA, because I think she directly talking about SAA here. The licensing board was not in place at that particular time. You would remember that the licensing board was recently appointed because the term had expired and we were in the middle of the COVID, but then there's a new board in place. So what is currently happening now, it is a cleanup, a process that was supposed to have happened before. And for suspension of this license, it's nothing, to be honest, to be worried about, Wena Aldrin. It's literally nothing to be worried about. It's something that will eventually happen to anybody who is not operating as per what you have requested to do. Because remember the license, when you granted the license, it is something that there's a need for you to have. Now, you put your need analysis on your application, and your application get approved based on the needs. So if you are not able to fulfill those needs, therefore, it is within the law for the licensing board to revoke or to suspend the license until such time you are able to prove to them that you would be able to fly. So it's within the law. There's nothing really alarming about it. As much as if you also go to CAA, CAA also has suspended their AOC because they are not operating. So it's normal. It's a government procedure. It's law. It is there. Yes, unions, they do have their own narrative around the matter. But the effect of the matter is that the law has to be applicable, whether you are a government entity or you are private. It has to be equal to everybody.
Then when it comes to this decision that has been taken, I remember the last time that we spoke and we were looking at the low-cost industry and the impact that, for instance, the decision around Comair would have on the ticket pricing. And now you have this decision as well that has been taken. And back then you said at least the DPE has come to the table and has made available this 225 million. So things could change. We could see a mango going to the skies very soon. But that seemingly isn't the case now.
Yeah, look, they have cited that they wanted the equity partner to be in place, even though the money is available for them to start. And the court has pronounced itself with that. But we have heard last week that there's a potential bidder who has impressed them, and they wanted their financial backings, and from there they'll continue. But what I'm trying to say here, Wena Aldrin, is that, you know, airlines, they operate within the law. And you know, if you are not going to adhere to the rules, you are going to be subjected to this kind of punishment. It's not a punishment. It's really what's supposed to be done in all fairness. But the issue of the other players coming onto the market, it will also open up the ways. If somebody out there willing to start an airline and wants the route, if these guys are not able to offer the customers those routes, they must be given to anybody who wants to operate, so that we can have the market that is open, the tickets can come down, and we can have other operators that are willing to offer the services. So for me, I just don't think that there's anything alarming about it.
Yeah, but for the foreseeable future, in terms of ticket prices, what do you see happen there?
Yeah, we are going to see the prices coming down, to be honest with you. It's not something that's going to last forever. There are a number of players that are coming. Very soon they will make their announcements, but it's not going to stay for long. There are a couple of players I cannot
that you've
say
heard
now.
Of. Have you also signed a non-disclosure agreement?
There are players, two players. Okay. Very soon we will be seeing them coming. And some of them
also in the low cost, or what?
Low cost, correct. Yes.
Okay.
They will be coming up very soon, and at the right time, we will talk about it.
Mm-hmm. What do you think will happen to British Airways' license that was given to Comair?
Well, that license at the moment, the British Airways is on the market looking for a partner in South Africa, and that partner may be revisit the kind of conditions in which they operated with Comair, and I just think that it has to be more beneficial for a local operator than international. Because one of the things that British Airways did, or Comair did at the time, was that they adhered more to the British more than the local market, because they wanted to use their license to get some more. But in actual fact, it didn't really work out well for them. So whoever is going to be partnering with them needs to bear in mind that they must strategically focus more on our own than them, because okay. They're the ones that need us more than us needing them.
Thank you so much for your time. Putego Mojapelo there, who is an aviation expert.